Brian and Trisha. Monday, May 23rd. I was scrolling through Facebook last night, and just, you know, not with any intent or purpose. I was just looking.
It's called doom scrolling.
Yeah, well. So I see this post from a local pizza place in E-Town, Boombas.
Yeah.
And it says, we had a visit from this guy, and Jake from State Farm was there too. And it's a picture of a kid here in E-Town.
Who just happened to be there eating.
Yeah, his name is Caden. And he's got his picture with Jake from State Farm. Like, you know, the guy from the State Farm commercials.
So literally this guy must have just, the actor that plays Jake in the State Farm commercials, must have just been like driving down I-65 and was like, oh, got to eat something.
Hey, there's a pizza place.
Well, that looks good. I'm going to eat a Boombas pizza.
So here he is.
Just walked in. Yeah.
So the cool thing is, you know, I mean, I was reading comments on this and people were saying, other people said, oh, I thought that was him, but I wasn't sure. You know, like as you're sitting there eating your pizza and you kind of look over, you wouldn't expect to see somebody famous necessarily just walking by your table.
And they say everybody has a doppelganger, you know, a twin out there.
So do you want to be the one to go up and say, hey, are you Jake from State Farm? But apparently this kid, Caden, did. He was bold enough to do that. So, like, I say this just out loud. I'm reading the post last night at home, and this is the discussion in my house. Oh, my gosh, Jake from State Farm? Jake from State Farm was here. He knows people. Like, he's been in commercials with, you know, like NFL
Patrick
players.
Yeah.
Like, they start naming all these people. I'm like, yeah, but it was Jake from State Farm.
The funniest commercial I remember is when it was supposed to be Jake from State Farm and then like these other actors and or famous celebrities.
Uh-huh.
But they had doubles who were shooting their commercial for them.
Yes.
And like Jake from State Farm's double was Drake.
Yes.
The rapper and actor. And he's like, I'm Drake from State Farm.
That was hilarious. That was a good one. I mean, he's been in commercials with all these famous NFL players, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes.
Tons of folks.
Yeah, I don't know who the other ones are. I can't think of them off the top of my head. But anyway, I mean, guys got to eat.
But here's the funny part.
He's just a regular guy.
But back up and remember something. He's not the original Jake.
No, he's not.
So the original Jake was just this sort of nondescript actor.
Yeah.
Who didn't have a lot of charisma. He was just, and that was supposed to be the kind of the gag. And the gag in the commercial was there was a man on the phone. It was super late at night. And his wife catches him. And it looks like he might be, you know, like having a phone call with another lady.
Yeah.
And truth of the matter was he was talking to State Farm.
Yeah, he was on the phone with his insurance agent.
And so she snatches the phone out of his hand and she's like, well, who is this? And it's Jake from State Farm. Well, she sounds hideous. And he's like, well, she's a guy. So
what are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Khakis. So that was the original thing. Jake from State Farm got replaced by this actor who became the face and the voice of Jake from State Farm. This guy's got a beautiful smile. You know, kind eyes, very friendly delivery. And I don't know how long he's been playing this part, but he is synonymous with this acting.
He is. Now, whatever happened to the original Jake?
I don't know. I remember a transitional commercial where, like, the original khakis Jake handed it off to the current Jake.
Yeah, I don't know the story behind it.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could do some looking up and figure it out.
There have been a lot of character actors through the years that became, you know, so tied to a product you just forgot, you know. Do you remember the Where's the Beef lady?
Oh, yeah.
Clara Peller was that actress's name.
Okay, I didn't even know her name.
Yeah. Where's the Beef?
There's been so many of those.
Yeah, tons of those. Some of them later fell from grace, and we don't talk about those people as spokespeople anymore. But hopefully Jake from State Farm is always a big deal. And how cool that he stopped at a local restaurant and took pictures with people. Evidently doesn't mind having fans. So,
well, I'm sure he doesn't.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
I think he's riding this whole thing to the bank and doesn't mind it a bit.
I wonder if he actually uses State Farm insurance.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he should use it. Come
yeah.
on, if he's a spokesperson.
It's like, I endorse XYZ chicken, but I don't like that chicken.
I don't even like chicken.
Yeah. It's Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3. So this is the funny thing about this show. You know, of course, you can stream us anywhere in the United States, and you can do that for free through our app. You can go to WQXE.com. You could stream us there. You can absolutely listen to us terrestrially on your car stereo, your home stereo, what have you. And so there's a lot of ways to connect with us. We've got Facebook, you know, we've got TikTok, which we really need to make a new TikTok. We haven't done that.
I've got an idea for a TikTok. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of stuff going on, and we have discovered that we have a lot of listeners that are connected in lots of weird ways to the world and all that. So sometimes when we want to find something out, rather than Googling it, we've just started doing this thing. I guess it's sort of our version of Google. Instead of looking something up, we just wish it into the universe on the air.
And just kind of see what happens.
And then people contact us and go, well, here's how you handle that.
Yeah, because it is easy to just look things up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sometimes it's too easy.
So it turns out that if you were flipping around social media this weekend, you may have seen, and it was shared tons of times, the actor that plays Jake from State Farm happened to be in Elizabethtown. We don't know why.
Yeah.
And he was eating at Tony Boomba's Pizza. And, you know, he took pictures with fans and people were posting it. And that's just awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're always looking to expand our list of guest hosts. So, you know, we have had some really cool guest hosts over the years.
Yeah, we have.
Local celebrities and people that are elected officials and just friends of the show, local leaders, business people, police officers. I mean, all walks of life.
Right.
So, you know what? We could probably try to, you know, Google and find, I don't even know this gentleman's actual name.
I don't know. Well,
And here's the thing.
I did see it, but I don't remember it.
Right. Sadly, or maybe not sadly, he's famous worldwide. Mm-hmm. The guy that plays Jake from State Farm has a real name.
He does.
And I'm sure that it's not Jake from State Farm.
But I'm sure a lot of people call him that.
I'm sure we could Google it. I bet we could find out who his manager is and who represents him. And you know, like, is there a fee to have him appear at something and do something? I'm sure we could do all that. Let's not do that. Let's just throw this out into the universe.
Well, yeah, we don't even know where he lives.
No, but if this guy can live in Canada.
Maybe he was traveling through E-Town some other time and he would be able to guest host. How cool would that be?
I mean, we're kind of in the middle of everything. Yeah. Elizabethtown, Kentucky is dead in the middle of the state. We've got Dixie Highway running through here, 62, I-65. We have an airport.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of ways to get to E-Town.
I mean, if he were ever going to just fly into E-Town and he just was looking for something to do one morning
he
for
would
a couple
be a
of hours.
Great guest host. Yeah. I would even take off work and
I would ask you to take off work so that he could be my guest host.
Yes.
Brian, could you please take off tomorrow?
Because instead of him like just walking in and like hanging out for 5 minutes, like we would literally, I would bail out. I'd abandon my chair to make room for Jake for State Farm. It'd be an honor to have a guy like that on here.
That would be really cool.
So if anybody out there can make this happen, if there's any connectivity.
If anybody knows anybody that might be able to help us get
Jake from State Farm to be on our show, we would love that.
That'd be so
We're legit
cool.
fans of the guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I'm just saying. We could probably research this and do it right, but why?
I mean, who says that's doing it right? I mean, we're doing it. We're trying.
Yeah.
So, come on.
Why not?